and welcome back to the Squadcast, the official podcast of Glasgow Warriors. Thank you to everybody who turned out on Friday night for the win over Toulon in the Investec Champions Cup that gets us through to the last 16. Our men's team are now off on a bit of a break, unless you're in the men's national squad for Scotland. Congratulations to Rory Darger on co-captaincy as well there. Murphy was supposed to be here, but has double-booked himself, but don't worry, he's sending questions. In the meantime, for the first time ever, we are joined by two members of our Celtic Challenge squad. Would you like to introduce yourselves to the listening Warrior Nation?
Hi, I'm Eve Thompson.
I'm Carla McDonald.
Right, you've done the first bit. You've nailed it. You got out of the way. Relax now. We're okay. Honestly, so we put the microphone in front of you and your nerves went up the roof, but we're broken the ice. We're all in.
We had a bit of a voice crack.
So did I. I was like, hi.
It's all right. We're good. Obviously, we're the men's team are off this weekend, but we still have Glasgow Warriors action against the Clovers this weekend at Scotstoun. Tickets at glasgowwarriors.org. Let's break the 1,000 barrier, since that seems to be what we're targeting. First of all, how exciting is it to be back at home? Second home game for the team in the competition. Looking forward to it?
Yeah, really exciting. I think last time we played at home, it was a really cool experience, like running out in front of the home crowd. Hopefully we can get another good crowd this weekend. Should be good.
Yeah. Hopefully get a win under the belt would be nice.
Yeah.
As well, in front of the home crowd. No, it's exciting.
Just talk to us a bit about that first game against the Wolves a couple of weeks ago. So obviously 900-odd fans in the crowd. The atmosphere just seemed to be absolutely incredible from everybody in the pitch enjoying themselves on that. And then the supporters from the young kids from the clubs that you've all grown up playing for. How special a feeling is that to not only be the first Glasgow Warriors team ever to run out at home, but to be able to share it with people that you've probably grown up playing with?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, I wasn't playing last weekend, but at the end, like, I came down to talk to the girls and just seeing, like, all the young girls waiting to get photos with them or, like, ask for signatures and stuff is a pretty cool experience.
Yeah, it was really cool. Like, I don't think I was expecting that many people to be there, but, no, it was really cool. And, like, all the, like, little girls, like, there at the end, like, it's really, hopefully, like, we can inspire them, like, we're doing something that they're looking up to.
Yeah. I was, like, again, looking at the programme as a whole, the first Glasgow Warriors women's squad we've ever had, which, I mean, in itself has got to be a really cool thing. But take it through it from people that obviously haven't seen the full behind-the-scenes side of things. When did you guys find out you were a part of this? And obviously the first game was on the 30th of December, but how soon have you been in the environment before that game?
Not too long. I think maybe like end of November sort of time or into December. So, yeah, we were only together maybe 2 or 3 weeks before the first game against Edinburgh. So yeah, there's not been a lot of time, and obviously there's girls from all over Scotland, like from different clubs, so it's been quite nice getting to know and train with girls that you've never played with before, maybe.
Yeah, pretty like quick turnaround in terms of like when we first started training to like our first game, but I think like since then we've really bonded like as a group and came together, like we're pretty close in like a short period of time, which is nice.
It definitely seems to be something that's pretty noticeable as well, that the sort of the bonds between everybody has got, obviously having spoken to Mike and to Chris, you guys know each other from years back as well, but how good has it been to be able to come in, like you said, play with girls that you might not play that often with?
Yeah, I think it's really special. Like, you can tell, like, everyone, the want for, like, everyone to be here and, like, everyone's on the same page and, like, we just want to play well, perform well, but it's also about, like, training and, like, off-pitch and, like, stuff we're doing there, so, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, no, I think there's been such a great buy-in from everyone, even though, like, obviously people are from different teams and maybe haven't played with each other before. I think everyone's like pretty invested in putting in on a good performance.
Well, this is all getting far too nice because we're going to basically start the Squadcast properly now.
Warriors!
Anyway, so for those of you who are our new listeners and new guests, in front of the girls tonight, we've got the Squadcast hat filled with various scenarios, including a couple suggested by Mr. Walker himself and a couple from faithful listeners elsewhere. Your job is to dig in, pick a question out, read it out, say the answers, make sure everybody's entertained, and by the end of it, hopefully we all come away knowing far more about the women's squad than we already do.
Okay.
All good?
Yeah, sounds good.
Eve, you're up.
Which of your Glasgow teammates would you like to see win first cap in the Six Nations? From Lily.
Hello, Lily. First time you've got a question read out, so there we go.
Hi, Lily.
That's a good question, actually.
I think, like, Nikki obviously has been involved in like the Scotland stuff before, like she's been brought into camp, so I think it'd be cool to see her like get involved in the Six Nations and maybe like hopefully get a cap.
Yeah, no, definitely, I agree. I think Nikki's a great player.
Yeah,
and I feel like it's been a long time coming for her, so hopefully. Yeah, Nikki Simpson,
one half of our Celtic Challenge Instagram takeover due at the minute, so if you want to laugh
oh, yeah.
and it's still available by the time you listen to this Squadcast, go and listen to her and Megan randomly belting out I think it was Disney.
Yeah, I think it was.
Like you said, she's been all action on the pitch so far, but she also seems to be quite a big character away from the pitch as well.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Better rugby player than Stinger.
definitely. Yeah. That's not in doubt, but no, it'd be nice to see her get a cap.
Yeah. Can't anybody else from yourself? Or?
Maybe Roma as well. She's been in and about.
Yeah, she's been brought in
camp a couple of times.
I also think like Lucy Winters like stood out quite a lot.
Yeah.
And like the games we've played, she's been training well, and like you can tell she really like wants to do well.
Yeah. Yeah.
The back row in particular just has been proper standouts. I think a few people have said that it's a pretty tight unit between Holland and Izzy and Lucy as well. Louise, which she's been in.
Yeah.
Crack on.
I think I get more nervous reading the question. I'm going to trip over my words.
Which player is first up on the dance floor on a night out? Holland.
Holland. Holland. Yeah.
Holland 100%. Is wild.
Yeah, she's crazy.
You took about half a second to answer that question. I feel like there might be some evidence in the back.
She's
here.
Just dancing about all the time. Like, we'll be in the gym and she's always dancing.
Yeah. Good changing chat. Room.
Yeah. Anywhere.
On pitch.
Anywhere. What's the song she loves to dance to? But I can never say it.
Rasputin.
Yeah.
She likes that.
Put that song on and she'll be dancing.
No, she does a good job with that, actually.
Could be her try-scoring song, I think.
Yeah. Should be if it's not.
Should be.
Maybe we'll suggest that to her.
She'll just burst into dance.
Honestly, I would pay extra money to see that one. If somebody's burst into dance.
She also does, what did she do? She also does she does a bit of a drop and she goes into the splits, mm-hmm. which is great.
Yeah, that's quite impressive.
That's like her go-to. Or she does sometimes does like a bit of a death drop.
Yeah, death drop. She does that as well.
She's known for that.
She also made a try celebration photo, which is just her with a boombox. So this is already this is lining up.
Exactly.
Big fan of this.
Yeah, no, definitely Holland.
Definitely Holland.
We'll flip this the other way. Who is the one that you have to drag up onto a dance floor?
Ooh. That's quite hard. Who's maybe someone a bit quieter, maybe?
Maybe like Katie.
Katie. But
up,
if Sky's up.
Going. If Sky's up, Katie's
she'll be up.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, they're like a bit of a double act, those two.
A bit like us,
yeah.
Bit of peer pressure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so which one of the two are you the first up? This is the who's dragging who up?
You're maybe dragging me up. Like, you love like a bit of a Scottish dance. Like a bit of...
A Kaylee. We're talking about a Kaylee.
That song.
Yeah.
You love a Kaylee.
I do love a Kaylee.
Sometimes I'm a bit opposed, but...
Mm-hmm. Gay Gordons.
Yeah, I just can't...
Beat up.
Sometimes it's too much, and then the last about half an hour, I can't be bothered.
Opposed to a Kaylee, or opposed to just the dancing
like,
gym?
A Kaylee. Sometimes I'm in the mood for a Kaylee. Other times I'm just like, I can't really be bothered. But...
It is a long night, Akeli.
Yeah, it's a long night on feet.
Yeah.
We are also recording this on Burns Night, so I feel we've got to be slightly patriotic and not talk down Kaylee too much.
So I've just been sat slaughtering Kaylee.
No, Kaylees are great.
Yeah.
That's the official line and we're sticking to it.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Next question.
Three. Let's get in.
Who orders the most takeaways?
Now, if I tell you that the men's answer to this was Rory Darge when we asked this question.
Really?
Feel free to slaughter anybody because he's now the Scotland co-captain, so he's got the
interesting.
Very.
That is interesting.
Trying to think.
Yeah, I feel like it would probably be one of the younger ones. Probably be a student.
Yeah. I'm trying to think.
It's either a takeaway or like a plain pasta. In my experience, anyway.
It's one of those ones you don't really want to give an answer to because
we all know.
We all know that people enjoy takeaways.
We do.
I can't think of anyone.
No, neither. That's a really hard one. What about Mari? Is she like a takeaway?
Oh, she's going to kill me. She is partial to a Chinese.
Yeah. I feel like I knew that about her. She does like a Chinese.
She's going to go off her head. Yeah. What's on odd occasion, like special occasion, I feel.
Yeah. That's allowed then.
Yeah.
What's her order?
Cheat day meals are her thing.
Yeah.
Oh, what is her order? Chicken satay, salt and chilli chips, noodles, probably some curry sauce, and prawn crackers.
Nice.
I don't get involved in that, though.
No.
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 Just her, all for her.
You're an athlete.
Yeah.
Good order, to be fair.
That's a very good order, I was just thinking.
Yeah.
Murphy's not here on the Thursday, but we're still back on the food chat. We're all good. About yourself, have you any particular preferences from a takeaway point of view?
You know, I've been liking a lot of sushi recently.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
You do like your sushi?
Yeah, I like my sushi.
What else do you like? You quite like Asian food, to be fair.
Yeah.
Nice.
What about you?
Also a sushi. Also a sushi fan.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You like an Indian?
I do. A Mother India.
Yeah.
Up there.
Definitely. I agree. Peshwari naan?
No, not a Peshwari naan. Oh. Garlic naan.
Peshwari.
Okay.
All day.
We'll agree to disagree on that.
I mean, I don't really see why it's an either or. Just get one of each, but you're fine.
Yeah, yeah. True.
Get both. Yeah.
I can say this. That's I'm not fair. Playing.
Who is the most likely to laugh at in a serious situation?
I feel like there could be a few candidates from this, from having been around your squad.
Yeah. I feel like potentially Holland again.
Yeah.
But I feel like there are definitely more. You're not great.
No, I was thinking that. Really bad, probably will start laughing.
Yeah.
Even sometimes in like the huddle at the end, like I just sometimes have like a bit of a smirk.
It's if you
on
catch someone's eye.
Yeah.
Sometimes if I catch your eye,
mm-hmm.
I struggle not to laugh.
But nothing's even funny,
no,
so
I know. I know.
Who else?
Any examples from the Celtic Challenge so far where this has come up and you don't want to be?
Not that I can think. No. I don't think anyone, we've not been in too many serious situations.
No. It is quite funny when we go to do like our Glasgow on three and we've got like a double clap at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's always
a double clap and a woo.
Yeah. And then it's sometimes it's always out of time and it's just not great. Yeah. Everyone starts laughing.
Yeah.
But we always pull it together for match day, so it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But who else laughs in serious situations? Sophie, maybe?
Sophie Anderson.
Sophie Anderson.
That's a great shout.
Yeah.
That's a great
shout.
Yeah.
She's up there.
Yeah.
Trying to think.
No, for sure. Sophie.
Yeah.
Bobby, did she just start giggling or is she just...
I don't know. I can just imagine her laughing like...
Yeah. Or just having
or
a bit of a
joke
and not realising the severity of the situation. Yeah. And getting herself into trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Agreed, Sophie.
Yeah, that's who we'll go with.
Okay. Anyway, next question.
Who is most likely to get lost in their own city? From Murphy.
Thanks, Murphy. Your presence has been noted. So are you both Glaswegian?
Yes.
Born and bred?
Yeah.
Okay, so we can discount either of you from getting lost in your own city.
Don't know that you can discount Carla.
Anything
out of the West End, she's a bit clueless, to be honest.
Yeah, guilty.
If we go into town, you don't really know your
I hate
way about, apart from the main streets.
Yeah, no, I know. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
So maybe you. who else?
I feel like I've had conversation with Ria recently about her
lack of sense of direction,
like going about Edinburgh.
Yeah.
So Ria, maybe.
I mean, it's not her own city, but I'd say she's definitely lived there long enough to be able to make her way around.
The excuse is long gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
Ria.
Yeah.
That's who we're going.
It's a bold one to throw your co-captain under the bus, but
we're going for it. She'll take it well. I hope.
Fingers crossed.
Oh well.
Okay, on you go.
All right.
Who's most likely to leave their phone at home? From Murphy.
Probably someone that's not on their phone too often. You know.
Yeah.
Or someone that's just pretty forgetful.
I suppose the first way to narrow this down is who's on their phone all the time that you can rule out immediately or include immediately, one of the two.
What about Maz?
Leave her phone at home.
Do you think she'd do that?
Probably, to be fair.
In a bit of a rush.
Yeah.
Try to get out the door.
She's never really in a rush. It's usually me and then she's like dragging me out.
Yeah, that is true.
We should say Maz is your sister.
Yeah.
We're not, it's not just a random person just dragging you out the house.
Coming to pick her up and dragging her out by the hair.
We're a close-knit squad, but we're not that close.
Nah, I feel like she would maybe, but I feel like there's. I feel like I could think of someone else.
Yeah.
You're not great like on your phone. Like you're really bad like on your phone, but I feel like you always have it.
Yeah. But in terms of replying,
awful.
I'm on Do Not Disturb 24/7.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
It's a solid way to go, to be fair. Can't argue.
Quite frustrating for people, I imagine.
Yeah.
Carol's definitely trying to think of who she can throw under the bus here.
I know you are.
Look on that face there. It's like you've got an answer in your head, but you can't quite pick it there.
I feel like Roma's not on her phone much.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, I feel like in the gym, she's never really like on
her
phone.
Yeah.
Roma, maybe.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't really need it with her 24/7.
No, she'd survive.
She'd be all right, I reckon.
Yeah. Agreed. Roma.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a bit of a divide? Because obviously we're quite a young squad. Generally, but is there a bit of a divide between the elder members of the squad in terms of who's on their phone or who's always on TikTok, or how's the dynamic pick up there?
I don't think so. Like, I think the younger girls definitely more into like TikTok.
Yeah.
I'd say.
Yeah.
Holland again.
Agree.
TikTok.
Holland. Yeah. Big TikTok ad.
Sky loves TikTok. Uh-huh. She's got a good TikTok.
Yeah. She wouldn't be forgetting her phone.
No. Yeah, but I feel like.
Maybe Lucy McRae.
Forgetting her phone?
Yeah.
Are we still on that question?
Sorry. I just she just came to me there.
We sat thinking about that question.
I just feel like she could get by without it. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
But no, back to the TikTok. Yeah. The younger ones definitely are more keen.
I feel like everyone's kind of keen on Instagram, to be fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But TikTok definitely, the younger girls.
Mm.
Okay. Anyway, on that note, we will call an end to this particular episode of the Squadcast. Eve, Carla, it's been an absolute pleasure, and thank you very much for coming along before training this week. Just remind us again, game this weekend?
Yep, game on Saturday against Clovers, 2:00 kickoff.
Yeah, everyone get your tickets.
Yeah, should be good.
What Carla said, tickets available at GlasgowWarriors.org or through our social media channels. We hope to see as many of you there as possible. In the meantime, she's been Eve Thompson, she's been Carla McDonald, and I've been Craig Wright, and this has been the Glasgow Warriors Squadcast.